for this season. We do have new areas where tar spots causing a bigger problem than it had previously.
And that's Dr. Darcy Talenko, field crop pathologist at Purdue University. She says that Randolph County and pockets of East Central Indiana are showing the biggest signs of impact this growing season because of this year's weather conditions.
Tar spot, initially those spores need a lot of leaf wetness for those initial spores to infect and cause the disease. So in some areas we've seen that where we've had the right moisture turned on the disease, and that it, the dryness that also made it fluctuate a bit.
And even though she and her team haven't confirmed tar spot in all 92 of Indiana's counties, she believes the disease is probably found somewhere in each county.
We've confirmed it in 87 of our 92 counties because it's confirmed it in previous years. Because of this, we know the disease survives year after year. So 87 of the counties I know have had a previous history of tar spot. There's still five that we probably got to get into and find it. I suspect it's there. But in order for me to turn a county active, even in season or where we previously haven't found it, I either need a good sample sent into the diagnostic lab, or sometimes a good image can help me confirm it's in a county.
Talenko says the tar spot could create a big problem during harvest.
If tar spot's moved in and it's gotten severe enough, I'd be keeping an eye on some of those fields on making decision on what fields need to be harvested first. As we have seen issues where if there wasn't a fungicide applied, tar spot is very severe, it could increase the risk for lodging. So again, the growers should be getting out now and making an assessment of what the crop looks like, what the canopy looks like, and, you know, is there risk for lodging or is there risk for other ear rot developments, to make those harvest decisions of what fields may need to go first.
Read more at HoosierAgToday.com and the Hoosier Ag Today mobile app. I'm CJ Miller.